Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here they go. Warner in the backfield. Algier in the barrel with Penix.
Yeah, you got to get a taste of the bowling ball right here.
Here's Penix. Hands to Algier. Right side. Touchdown, Atlanta. They got more than a taste there, Arch. Tyler Algier's got his seventh rushing score of the year. And Atlanta has put three touchdowns on the board in their last three offensive possessions.
Started so well. 641 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is fielding your calls on this Falcons loss to the Panthers, 30-27. Our number is 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Randy in McDonough. Randy, what's going on this morning?
Hey, what's up, man? This is the question. This is what I have to ask for us or to say to us. All right, at the beginning of the season, right, we were tated to win 8 to 9 games, right? Now the roster seems like it's not. It's nowhere near like where we wanted to be. We can tell we can't stop the run. We need another wide receiver. It's so much stuff on the line on the roster that needs to be fixed. And it's like, man, what were we doing in the offseason, or what were we doing when we needed to build up different areas on our team?
I think that's such a good point. And make sure you're buckling your seatbelt.
Right. I was worried about your safety there.
I think it's a great point. But Bo, you and I sat here for the draft show. We lost Eddie Goldman, lost Grady Jarrett. We've talked about this a number of times. And we wondered how they were going to stop the run. They weren't very good at stopping the run last year. We were like, hey, what players are they going to have to stop the run? Now, once we got into it, it's like, hey, look, feel good about where Rook's at. Feel good about where Dorless is at. We're going to be able to rush the passer. But we wondered how they would kind of implement bodies. Play Zach Harrison interior more. And then we go through the draft, and they never address the defensive line. You just were like, hey, we're moving forward with the guys we have in the room. And then all of a sudden, you get into the season, it's like, oh, we need to go find somebody. They signed Sam Roberts from Carolina's practice squad. Sam Roberts gets hurt. You sign another player. I can't remember his name, Elijah, whatever it was, they signed on Saturday.
Garcia. Off
New York Giants practice squad. And you're like, why is this happening now? Why are we getting into this point where we're not good at this or not good at that, and we're trying to address it in different ways? There does seem to be holes in the roster that we're not addressing in the offseason. There's no doubt about that.
When you go back and you look at the beginning of the season, you were better against a run to start the year when you had Devon Diablo. Because part of the way – it almost felt – and you can talk about this way better than I can, and maybe Arch can as well. But it almost felt like they ran a run-blitzing scheme with Devon Diablo, where he seemed to be crashing – down and helping stop the run. Now, Buffalo got a little bit of traction late, in the second half a little bit, and then San Francisco, the game that Diablo gets hurt on, that's when this format was seemingly printed, right, about how to run on the Falcons. And since then, it's been you've been bleeding And that yesterday was the first time he stopped the bleeding. I thought Lakel London and Kentavious Street played pretty well. And that those were to be real with you, I never understood why Kentavious Street didn't make the roster to begin with. I understand it's a numbers game, but I thought he bulked up a little. Not bulked up. He gained weight, whatever you want to say. Not like he gained muscle, but he gained weight. And he became a little bit more of a run stuffer at times.
I'll just stop there. That's why. When we were looking at him in preseason, I was like, man, he looks like he's added 15 pounds to his frame. I don't know that it was a good 15. And I think that when you watched him play, it was a little bit more lethargic in preseason than we were used to him playing the last couple of years. And I think that's why he wasn't part of that. And I think that's why they went and got Sam Roberts.
But to Randy's point, with or without his seatbelt on, You're not losing games because of the fact that you're just talentless. You're losing games because you, for some reason, have zero detail. Like, Ryan Neusel being downfield on a screen, on a three-count screen.
He wasn't the only one either.
No, he wasn't. But it's unacceptable in week 12.
You know what's crazy? I sat here last week and I begged you, didn't I not? I was like, man, we need more three-count screens.
And it was
like it didn't get communicated to the line. Hey, we're going to do this one as a three-count screen.
And if I ever have to – I'm going to go ahead and put this out, and you're going to get mad at me because you get mad at me when I do things like this. But if anyone calls this radio show again and wants to talk to me about Kyle Pitts' potential, they're immediately getting hung up on.
Potential gets you fired.
I will immediately hang up on you. I don't want to hear about mismatches. I don't want to be hired as potential. I've watched 2 weeks in a row him drop passes in crucial moments, and I'm sick of it. I've watched him get his ass kicked in blocking like Nick Scorton threw him around like a rag doll yesterday. I'm over it. I'm done. I like him. I loved him in college, but I don't want to hear any more about his potential because 5 years in, if we're talking about potential, you're a lost player.
His potential has been a hindrance to this offense, in my opinion. His potential, because you keep saying, man, if we could just unlock his potential, let's design a play for him. Let's force the ball to him.
That was an Arthur Smith draft pick, and you see where it got us. And you see where it got Arthur.
Yeah.
You guys want to move on to a bright spot from over the weekend?
Oh, man, let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's time to talk college football on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
But, of course, you can keep your tweets coming in about the Falcons. We are going to continue the conversation throughout the entire show at 92.9 Morning Shift. All right, UGA dominated Texas 35-10, and Kirby Smart pulled off an onside kick. Let's hear from him talking about this.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking when that happens because you just gave up a touchdown and the defense is over there drinking water and they all of a sudden got to go back out. So I don't know what the continuous time was they were on the field, but our offense is like a big, strong anaconda just squeezing you. And you get squeezed and you finally catch a little air and then they're back trying to suffocate you. So it was a big momentum play and it would have been, you know, every one of y'all would have thought I was an idiot if it didn't work. So that's okay too.
Well, apparently Steve Sarkisian kept saying last week, like, he knows Kirby's going to do something, and that was it.
No doubt. No doubt that when, you know, with big game situations like that, for sure, and credit to Kirby, this is just like Bo was just talking about with the Falcons. The attention to detail, being able to practice something like that, and as a head coach, seamlessly, you know, kind of putting that into the game plan and having it be pulled off by your players. And that's the difference between good coaching and bad coaching. I mean, it really is. The ability to do something like that and actually be flawlessly pulled off under the lights is awesome, man.
I'm sorry, I've lost complete focus with Kirby's analogy about an anaconda and restricting and not.
He
restricting.
Almost sounded like a Will Ferrell skit. I mean, there. It's like an anaconda.
You know, it sounded like something I would say, and then you guys would like might be giggling at me like I'm an idiot. But I sat there and watched that game. We had that Friendsgiving, and I watched it and with Georgia fans. And you want to talk about football games that never felt in doubt? I don't give a damn if they did an onside kick or not. I sat there and was like, it felt like watching an anaconda play with its food.
Yeah.
Is what it felt like. If we want to stay on the anaconda thing, you know, like I could stay there a little bit. Look. You know, remember in the movie when he wraps around John Voight and he just kind of hangs for a second before he bites him? Like, you know, that's kind of what Georgia did.
Movie?
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I will say, though, and I am wrong about a lot of things we talk about on the show. I'm wrong about most things. But the feeling I had over both of these games, the primetime games, heading into Saturday, played out exactly the way I thought it was going to play out on Saturday. I was like, I'm not going to doubt Georgia against Texas, Kirby against Sark, between the hedges, nighttime. If I were to doubt them, I would be mad at myself come Monday. And then I said, I'm really nervous about Oklahoma coming into Bryant-Denny Stadium. And there you have it.
Well, you should have seen, if there was like footage of the McCauley household Saturday night, losing our minds when that onside kick happened.
Yeah.
Losing our minds. All
good
right.
For you.
Let's go to Georgia Tech. They overcame a double-digit fourth-quarter deficit to beat Boston College 36-34. If you watch this post-game interview with Brent Key, he's like stunned. Let's hear from him.
We won the game. We got a lot of work to continue to do, but we've got to win, and happy about that.
Love it, man.
Talk about the Falcons secondary being ravaged a little bit. The Georgia Tech is missing quite a few players in the back half of that defense, and it is very noticeable. I mean, that should not have been the game that played out in Chestnut Hill with a 1-9, I think, going in Boston College. But that's what happens, Mike. You know how it is. Some of these games, dude, just win. That's all that matters.
Just win, baby.
And Georgia Tech now has a matchup with Pitt, right?
Yes.
That essentially decides their ACC fate for playing for that ACC, for the ACC championship, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it does. I'm actually, there's somebody, God bless this man. There's a guy on Twitter that has created a tiebreaker machine, and you can go in for the next couple of weeks and type in who wins which games and who plays in the championships in each league. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. I'll have to retweet.
It's correct.
You got to send it to me so I can tweet it from the morning.
It's unbelievable. Like, I've been toying with it, and it's as bare bones as it can get. But I've been toying with it all morning.
Yeah,
has it been vetted?
I don't know. It seems correct.
It looks cool.
It seems correct.
And I'm sorry to bring it up, Mike, but Oklahoma did beat Alabama 23-21.
It was bound to happen. The only frustrating thing is Bama still looks like they could be playing in Atlanta. I was like, oh, well, you know, they don't have to go to Atlanta. And then I was like, man, that's not true.
Is that what your little predictor told you?
No. No, that's what Cole Kublik told me on Twitter.
I have been pushing Ty Simpson all year, and
Brutal. He
had a bad day.
Bad day.
And that is why you don't want Ryan Grubb as your offensive coordinator, because they cannot run the football. And
so
it is killing. It's killing their offense. They Alabama was a power team, and now they look finesse.
They have a team that is hampered by inability to sustain blocks and running backs that don't hit the hole fast enough.
On each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Now, it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift. The Mac Daddy.
So yesterday I was watching the NFL countdown, and Oz Perlman, who is a mentalist, shocked the LA Rams. He got Cam Curl to guess Sean McVay's ATM pin number. It was pretty crazy. Everyone's like flipping out because he figured it out. So I thought I would try to be a little bit of a mentalist myself today.
Okay. All right.
So I'm going to need two of you to verify this information.
Okay.
I'm guessing on this date, 2 years ago, I feel it in my brain, 2 years ago on this exact day, Bo Morgan walked in the studio and was saying, "Man, I don't know if I'm going to get a nap in. I don't know if I'm going to get to work out today. I got to go to Grant's Blinken wedding. Who gets married at 4:30 on a Friday in Cedartown?"
Yes, wow.
I do remember this.
Receipts. You are so good at this.
I knew it.
You are so good at this.
Wait, what?
Is that crazy how good you are at this, man.
Can I add to it?
Wow.
I was also upset because it was the Friday before the Brown Grass, the first annual. And not to mention that Saturday I had the MGA party.
So you're confirming what she's saying.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Let me tell you something.
Allie Mack, the mentalist.
I complain. Well, it's easy with me because I complain about anything I have to do. I'm the ultimate.
That's a fair point.
I don't want to do this yet. 100% knowing I'm going to do it and have fun.
Allie, it was childless Bo Morgan talking about the nap time, too.
Right.
It was like, man, you know, that whole philosophy's changed in the Morgan household.
Well, yeah. I also do want to take a little bit of... Thank you. It is our two-year anniversary, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
But I do want to take away some of the heat on Bo with this. We've had so much feedback from people that is like, I opened your invitation, I was mad, because it's Cedartown, 4:30 on a Friday. What are you guys thinking?
Yeah.
But then people showed up, and they saw the waterfall. They're like, we get it.
There you go. We got married on a Friday, too. We got married on a Friday in West Midtown. It probably started at 6. And I think that there was some kind of, somebody from Washington, D.C. was in town that day.
Ah.
So the interstate. A little bit wonky. Let's just put it that way.
A little bit of security.
Security detail out there in the streets. And so, yes, it was a little bit tough to get to.
The other thing I would say is Allie got married at the exact same place that a buddy of mine got married like 20 years before. I was in the wedding.
Yes, dude.
Yeah, it was wild. Because we were driving, and I looked at Amy, and we were getting close. I said, man, I think I've been here before. It was pretty cool. But they have added stuff. The venue is way cooler now.
I do have to say, I was, you know, exchanging vows, but I did notice off in the distance, I was like, who's that blonde? Is she next to Bo? just kidding. I've known Amy for a while, but she was absolutely gorgeous that day. Best dressed wedding guest.
I tried to tell her, I was like, dude, you got to like calm down. I mean, you can't go there and try to show up the bride. Come on.
Well, coming up, it is a Falcons Monday. We got to talk about it. You got to get your feelings out, too. So let's hear it. 404-726-0929. We will take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.